Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Authentic love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. There is a page in my wife's diary that she had written way back in January of 2012. That was 3 years before she went to be with the Lord. Joyce was always better at expressing her feelings in her notes and letters than in speaking. She wrote the following note dated January 28, 2012. I want to share it with you. My precious husband, how I love you. You captured my heart when I was just a teenager, and it has lasted for over 60 years. How good God has been to us to be with the dearest love of your life that long. Please know how deeply you are loved, now and forever. As I read these poignant words, I realize that words never end when a person dies. I only wish that more couples could experience the deep love that Joyce and I shared. If you have not done so before now, I urge you to take the time to write your own love letter to that special person in your life. You may be gone when they read it, but like me, it will be like a gentle kiss from the one who is waiting in that land where we will never be parted again. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.